Fighting against injustice across Connecticut, Melissa in the Morning checks in with the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us at 8 past the hour, 8:08. We'll get back to open phones a little bit later on at 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. And joining us right now is our friend Spencer, who wants to talk about, with the commission this morning, workplace inclusion. Spencer, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Not too bad, my friend. All in all, pretty well. Can't complain. So people hear the word inclusion and workplace inclusion. Do they really know what that's all about, or maybe there's some common misconceptions about this? Tell us about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of misconceptions. When we talk about workplace inclusivity, we're talking about building a workplace that is welcoming and allows everyone to kind of work and participate in their job to their fullest ability. A lot of people hear inclusivity and they think it means either, you know, lowering standards, or we've heard a lot of talk about DEI hires where, you know, people are hired only because of their kind of their characteristics. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about just making sure that everyone has a fair chance to get in, and hiring the best people and making sure that they can be in a workplace that lets them perform at their best.
You see, I think that's important, Spencer, what you just said. And people say, well, you're predetermining outcomes, which is not what you just said. It's about equal opportunity, correct?
Absolutely. When we're talking about kind of equal opportunity, we're saying let's remove the barriers that people may face. For example, when someone with a disability is applying to a job and they may have some, you know, sensory issues going mm-hmm. on that make it difficult to participate in a Zoom call, but maybe they're perfectly capable of doing it in person. Or maybe they just need a little bit more time to kind of think about their responses, but they're going to give you the best response you've ever heard. All we're talking about is making sure that we're removing those barriers so that when people show up, they're showing up without kind of anything in their way blocking that performance.
The topic is workplace inclusion. Spencer on the phone with us from the State Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. You know, Spencer, you just gave that example, and I think something that people or a person who recently passed that we can, you know, think about in this case is somebody like Stephen Hawking. I mean, the first yeah. thing is, you know, you saw Stephen Hawking because of ALS and everything, and he was confined to a wheelchair. But his brain was fine, and he did brilliant things. Obviously, the workplaces that he had were adapted for them. So you wonder how many, you know, maybe not to that level, Spencer, but Stephen Hawkings are out there who feel they don't have a chance to express what's in their brain, even if they have some physical disabilities in the workplace.
Absolutely. And that applies to more than just the disability context. Think of something as just seemingly innocent as just, you know, putting up pictures of your family. Mm. If you are in a same-sex relationship, you may be a little uncomfortable putting out pictures of your partner, or you and your partner with your kids, or if you're in a mixed race relationship, you may be a little hesitant to put those up. And that little bit of hesitation, when you get the kind of message from the workplace that maybe those wouldn't be as welcome as other people, that little bit of hesitation is going to impact your performance, and it's going to impact the whole workplace culture. So we just want to remove those barriers and make sure that everyone can show up with their full self.
Well, I would imagine, Spencer, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that not enshrined then in state law? In other words, if somebody has a cubicle, it's an open office space, and they're in a mixed marriage, you say, or a same-sex relationship, are they not protected? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know. You tell me, under employment law, to be able to do that, you know, within standards that a company sets down for everyone?
Absolutely. And if you ever are being discriminated against, contact the CHRO. We are the government agency responsible for enforcing civil rights in Connecticut. And if someone has a complaint that they feel like they're being treated differently, then come to us. You can file a complaint and we can make sure to enforce those rights. But I do want to be clear that a lot of times it's hard to to prove these cases because, you know, maybe someone isn't, you know, coming out right and saying, I don't want to see pictures of your family, or why are you throwing it in my face, your lifestyle, things like that. A lot of times it's just the subtle stuff. It's, oh, you know, you're not welcome in this meeting. This is only for, you know, people in the know. And then that employee misses out. Or, you know, here's the big shot assignment. I'm going to give it to the guy who I trust, who I, you know, looks like me and the other hiring partners, and we're not going to give it to this other person. So it can be really hard to kind of figure out that kind of that discrimination when it's happening. And sometimes you don't even realize it until it's too late. And, you know, you've either had to leave your job or you're just not performing your best.
I would imagine, too, Spencer, that it gets difficult here to defend someone, even if they know they are right, in different size workplaces where the larger company, right, may have a statement, a mission statement saying, hey, we're open to everyone, we don't discriminate. Well, that sounds really good on paper, and their attorneys told them to put that there. Yet I'm sure you with the commission encounter, as you say, scenarios that may be not handled correctly by mid-level managers or lower-level managers or, say, supervisors, right?
Absolutely. When we're talking about kind of a real, genuine commitment to workplace inclusivity, we're talking about more than mission statements. We're talking about more than, you know, social media posts or having merchandise with a pride flag on it for June. We're talking about real, meaningful implementation of policies. And that is going to require resources. It's going to require regular trainings. It's going to require evaluating employees and managers in particular on their genuine commitment to DEI. Are they going out of their way to get to know their employees and really kind of be their whole self and trying to work with them in helping them to succeed? Or are they just putting up the social media message and you know, saying that once a year that we have that mission statement? It's that leap from performance to genuine commitment that we really want to see and encourage by workplaces of all sizes.
What would you tell, Spencer, finally, somebody who is listening to us right now or may have heard discussions like this, who really may feel they have some sort of a claim here, they've tried to live with something at work, they don't want to do it anymore, but they're afraid, there is a fear here of rocking the boat? What would you tell them?
Well, first off, there are legal protections in place. If you raise these issues in your workplace, if you talk to HR or your supervisor and say, hey, I think that we got a problem here. I think that there's a little bit of bias impacting how I am being treated in this workplace. If they take any action because you just raised that, that's a form of discrimination itself. That's illegal under Connecticut law. And please reach out to the commission as soon as possible so that we can help you. You know, you don't have to suffer a workplace full of discrimination and bias. You can take actionable steps, and we're here to help you through that.
Spencer, thank you. We appreciate it. Spencer from the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities, portal.ct.gov/CHRO. Good to speak with you. We'll chat down the road. Thank you, sir. Have a happy day.
Thank you. You too.
I appreciate it. So, folks, if you feel that, you know, some things in your workplace are not as they should be, go to the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. They can advise you. portal.ct.gov/CHRO.